This week's Cotton Newsline is Four Cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Executive Vice President for the National Cotton Ginners Association. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They can only work in agriculture and only in those jobs in agriculture where workers are in short supply.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Department of Labor rule under the Bush administration actually streamlined the program somewhat. It actually made it easier for agricultural employers to use. Gyms have never been able to use the H-2A program widely, but it has been used in the last several years by some of our ginners. And there was hope that by streamlining the program and making certain changes that it would have been easier for gyms to be able to use the program. Having said that, we have so many of our ginners and cotton farmers that are also involved in other industries, and they have had success using this program in other commodities.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
They attempted to rescind it by a proposed rule. We actually thought that they were reconsidering it, and then we received notice in a rule that they actually had indeed rescinded that rule. In the meantime, there were many of our employers who were trying to write contracts with some of these foreign workers. These employers that were going through this process found that they were not going to be able to use some of the workers that they had contracted with or were going to contract with. That prompted a North Carolina judge to issue an injunction to stop the rule from going into effect. This newest attempt, just a few months ago, was to basically rescind the old rule and pretty much put us back to the same rule that was in effect prior to 2008. It also made some additional changes. It makes it more difficult for agriculture, especially gins, to be able to use this program.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Our policy on immigration reform is that we have a workable guest worker program. And of course, when you say guest worker program, you're talking about the H-2A program. Also, agriculture, especially cotton and cotton gins, rely on migrant and seasonal labor. That's just because of the nature of the ginning business and the harvesting of these crops. And we really need to have these types of programs. In the most recent proposed rule, it was pointed out by the Department of Labor that ag employers should be looking for local workers to fill some of these unfilled positions. And we have found that that's difficult to do. If you've got a worker that is there in your community and he's looking for a full-time position, and if he's any good at all, that's exactly where he's going to migrate. He's going to go to those jobs that will offer him full-time employment. Again, these jobs are seasonal in nature, and those are the types of employees that we've been able to fill these positions.